It's Outside the Box, trying to be as simple and straightforward as possible. Today's topic is plain or fancy. I mostly communicate with people by email these days. I've noticed that there are fancier and fancier email programs like MailChimp and Salsa that a person like me can use to send their information. They can also be personally addressed, Dear Larry. I could figure out how to use them, but I don't, because I flatter myself into thinking that what people really care about is the information. It's all about content, not how it's packaged. I do usually use lots of short paragraphs, different typefaces, and other formatting to make the information easier to read. I just don't dress it up with colors and fancy graphics. But for many, information isn't just information. It has to look enticing, if not jazzy, to catch their attention. This makes sense, given how many emails many of us get. But does the value of the information get lost in the effort to make it spiffy enough to readers? Apparently, the message, what's inside, is being lost. I distrust too much marketing. I'd rather get an email or postal mail that's not personalized than one addressed to me, but I know really isn't personal. I also like emails in plain text rather than a fancier format, because plain text is easier for me to read, manipulate, print out, and revise. About 15 years ago, a magazine I subscribed to revised its format from plain black and white to color on the cover and some inside pages. The editors hoped that fancy color would attract more readers and save the publication. It didn't work. The magazine folded within a year. Some people were getting their news online instead. Most who read the magazine didn't care what the colors were. They just wanted good information. I usually prefer plain and simple to fancy in other parts of my life, too. For example, I don't wear jewelry and find I'm not attracted to people who wear it, or makeup, or body piercings. Clothing and shoes should be for keeping us comfortable and not much else. I prefer shopping in places that don't do a lot of fancy marketing. Simple and functional is not only cheaper, but also not full of marketing hype. A few words, well chosen, say a lot more to me than a long monologue that tries to wow listeners with fancy lingo. I almost always remember less when someone says, "I'll be brief," and then, surprise, surprise, isn't brief, but goes on and on and on and on. Moral, stay brief. I've tried to use simple wording in these features. Few four or five syllable words, and mostly one or two syllables. Big words may sound more attractive, but they can also distract from the real message, as well as leaving out some people who don't normally use those words. If we focused on and valued what's simple and, excuse the big word, utilitarian, we wouldn't need to seek fancier and fancier versions of simple products, presentations, or ideas. The extra fluff, which doesn't improve the contents, only how it looks or sounds, seems unnecessary to me, and it may take away from the value of the item itself. There certainly is a place for fanciness, but it shouldn't, in my view, be used as a substitute for what's really important. I'm Larry Danziger, automatically going for plain, not fancy.